one you can have, or I don't want her. It is past 10 o'clock, the hour of solid gold, radio number one of the Rickshaw Show.
All right, Sir Stafford, there are just two things to remember about reading this announcement. We pronounce these words laboratory and respiratory rather than laboratory and respiratory. Got it?
Yes, I think so.
All right, go ahead, please.
In laboratories far and wide, research scientists are working constantly to discover new facts about tuberculosis and respiratory diseases.
Excellent, Sir Stafford, just great. And now, the reminder.
Oh, yes, of course. You're supported by the work.
Yes, your Tuberculosis Association helps support this vital work.
Wonderful organization.
Yes, I think so, too.
You're a nut!
Another WQAM. Houston Oldie.
Oh, gonna be one of those. I can see you right now. Hello, who is this, please?
Jane Tagrin.
Jane Tagrin, how are you, baby?
I'm just fine.
What's cooking?
Well, nothing.
Where you going to school?
North Miami.
North Miami, home of the Pioneers, right?
Yeah.
Very good, sweetheart. What can we play for you? The only goalie watching McCall here.
Babysitting
for Boogie Woogie.
And here it is.
Hadn't heard that one in eons and eons, but I guess here it was. Right, thank you, Jamie, for bringing it back for us. Instantaneous flashback. Buzzerini Clifford right there with the babysitting boogie woogie.
Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da da record from the year 1962. Justly so, man. What a guess. That's Ray Charles. It's called I Can't Stop Loving You. Super song number 8 on our platter pool tonight.
WQAM.
Yes.
Number 1.
5 minutes past 10 o'clock, the hour of solid gold of the Rickshaw Show. Junior Achievement is a wonderful organization for sophomores, juniors, and seniors in high school. You can learn about business. You can learn how to sell things, make profits, sell stock and shares, and build things, actually. I was in the Junior Achievement Company when I was in high school. We didn't have anything to build. We were all a bunch of nuts, you know, so we went out into Arizona to that Air Force surplus place. We bought a couple of used P-51s, brought them down to Miami, sold them to the Cubans, you know, and they got arrested because we didn't take the guns out.
W-Q-A-M.
We made our 15%.
Miami.
A good price. They were winners. All right, this is Tanya's flashback time. Let's see who we have on the line. Hello, what's your name, please?
Linda Riddleman.
Linda Riddleman. Where do you go to school, Linda?
Pompano Beach Senior High.
Pompano Beach Senior High. Very good. What can we play for you on the instant flashback thing here tonight?
Jimmy Come With Me
by Brian Hyland. Right.
And here it is.
Today's flashback request. Young lady on Pompano Beach over there tonight. That's good, huh? Brian Hyland, a little ballad for you. Romantic music called Ginny Come Lately. 14 minutes past 10 o'clock.
WQAM.
This is Lee Vogel. Have you heard WQAM's open phone forum discussion of legalized gambling?
Yes.
Presidential elections?
Yes.
Or cancer cure?
Yes.
If you haven't,
yes,
you've missed something.
Lee Vogel's open phone forum. Nightly, 11 p.m. on WQAM.
Right, tonight it is every night, you know, except on Sunday nights from 11 until 2. You got a problem, you call Lee Vogel and bug him. Leave the husband alone.
Tiger Radio!
Right, ba doo bee doo bee doo bee doo bom bom bee doo bee doo bee. Good record, man. Matter of fact, got enough votes to race slot number 7 in our platter full of oldie goldies tonight. Bill Skeeter Davis, and I can't stay mad at you. Against the wall, man. I think we can safely say we got her where we want her.
You got me where you want me.
There, what did I say? Peter Davis, one call. Shooby dooby doo wop, I can't stand mad at you. 17 minutes past 10 o'clock.
Yours truly,
R-I-C-K, 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 Oshaw.
It is time for us to pause in the day's celebration to tell you about Original Crispy Pizza, which is one of the most delightful products that we've had the pleasure of expounding about in years, It's not one of the things that is limited, you know. It's not only a food, actually. Limited only to the table, you know, and you put it in the oven. All you don't have, even if you don't like pizza, you should buy this, because if you have children running around the house, they're always looking for new things to play with. So you give them some Original Crispy Pizza. When it comes out of the ice box, it's nice and hard and cold because it is frozen. And gradually, as it begins to warm up and it unfreezes, it gets a little softer. And it's sort of like modeling clay, you know? And the kids can build little things with it. They can play with it and build stuff, and they have a lovely time because they don't know what it is, see? And you can save the sauce and the cheese for something else. Then if you really get hung up, you know, the guy, your husband is out of work all of a sudden, and you find the kids playing with the pizza, take the pizza away from them, put it in the oven, and put the sauce and cheese on, and they can eat it, see? It's a really a very versatile product. It only costs 39 cents, so you can't hardly lose, as far as that goes, you know. If you like to play with boomerangs and stuff like that, you can take them out and sail them around the yard. Great. They're about 8 inches across, you know, regular size pizza, and it looks naked when you take it out of the box, because there's nothing on it. Just a big round piece of dough. It looks sort of dumb, actually, until you put the sauce on it and the cheese. You put the whole works in the oven and zap, you got a delicious pizza. It tastes great. Right there at your own home. 39 cents. Now make sure you get the right one. Comes in a flat box with the blue checks and the picture of Crispy Pete, the Italian chef up on top. It's called Original Crispy Pizza.
Another WQAM instant oldie.
Hello there. Who's this, please?
Linda Lowry.
Linda Lowry?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Where you go to school, Linda?
Palmetto
Senior High School. Very good. What grade are you in? How old are you?
I'm 11. Junior.
Okay, which would make you about 16?
15.
Oh, very smart 15-year-old young lady. What can we play for you, sweetheart?
Surfer Girl.
Surfer Girl.
And here it is.
Like a big old cigarette there. That Surfer Girl. That's the backside of Little Deuce Coupe, which is number 10 record on our platter pull tonight. Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys are out there. Hey, they're classy.
Sure, they're sassy.
I'm talking about your pants.
Like I said, they're sassy. They're sassy pants.
You're putting me on.
No, baby. They're the Snap Tab Sassy Pants by Mr. Vito. Ready, get set, go. And the pants are by Mr. Vito, the Snap-Tab Sassy Pants.
Remember, you're in. If you're in, Mr. Vito, get yours today at Maggie's All Stores, Club Shops All Stores.
You're a nut!
Well, thank you very much for the Rickshaw Show. 22 minutes past 10 o'clock.
WQAM number one.
A golden spirit. We're wonderful. WQAM in Miami.
Like it's fading away to me, man. He's still beating on the front door out there as he has been for the past 3 hours. Rolling Stones with their original Smash of Demons not so long ago, one of the toppers on the survey. Super song number 6 on our platter poll tonight from Radio 1.
WQAM Tiger.
Once more, I must report Gables won another football game. Number 1 jock, Rickshaw.
Republican candidate Charles Holly calls Democrat Hayden Burns a liar in renewed campaign infighting. This is Roby Young. Details on this and other stories at 55.
Another WQAM instant oldie.
Hello, who is this, please? What's your name?
How are you today?
Fine.
Where are you going to school? Just fine, thank you.
Henry H. Filer.
Very good. What can we play for you and all the gang at Henry H. Filer Junior High?
The End of the World.
And here it is.
Skeeter Davis, you are right. Thank you, Timmy. It's 26 minutes past 10, and here's Miss Skeeter Davis.
Goodbye.
That cat must have a powerful personality, boy. End of the world, Skeeter Davis. Flashback about a year or so. Good, good side. Okay, WQAM, the hour of solid gold.
This is Trader John's at 120th Street on Northwest 27th Avenue, where all the girls are. Continuous entertainment, dance contest, prizes on Tuesday night. Girls! Mardi Gras, fun and prizes Wednesday night. Jam session Sunday night. No cover, no minimum. Trader John's Cocktail Lounge is being enlarged to accommodate all those girls.
Swinging action going on right now. Down to Trader John's. Caddy Wobbles from the Miami-Dade Junior College campus here. Across the street and down just a skosh. Never a cover, never a minimum. All sorts of wild and woolly action for each and every night. Dave Dizzy Jones, never a cover nor minimum. They have a big jam session with both bands at 2 o'clock. And, of course, they swing live till 5. So make it a point to join the action. That's Trader John's.
Here's 560. Yours truly, WQAM.
Okay, back to the oldie top 10. This is super song number 5 tonight. Johnny Burnett, 16, beautiful, just a little bit young.
You're beautiful and you're my heart.
Yeah, man, Johnny Burnett. That's goody, boy. Flashing back about 3 years or one called You're 16, You're Beautiful and You're Mine.
Come on, you
Florida's egg production during August was 140 million eggs. Great. This set a new record for the month, 20% above August 63. Great. Layers in August total 7 million, 12,000 hens and pullets. Numbers of laying hens in Dade County this month total 300,000. This is an increase of 100,000 layers over last year.
Hey, man, I'm all excited.
WQAM! Oh, Rickshaw Show's 28 minutes away from Lee Vogel time.
Every day from noon till 4, it's the Dunlap Show. For you people who just tuned in, it's spelled D-U-N-L-A-P.
Tiger Radio!
You. Hello, who is this, please?
Bertha Shaw.
What?
Bertha Shaw.
Bertha Shaw?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? You any relation to me?
No.
You're not? How do you know?
Well, I don't know.
You don't know, but you don't think so?
No.
Where you go to school, Bertha?
I graduated
from Miami High. Oh, you graduated? How old? 18?
Uh-huh.
Great, lovely age. What can we play for you, sweetheart?
Born Too Late.
Born Too Late.
And here it is.
Just looking at it from one side, you could say he was born too early.
W-Q-A-M.
25 minutes away from Lee Vogel showtime. Lee Vogel, the Peabody Award winner. In case you say, what's a Peabody Award? That is like what an Emmy is to a television person and what an Oscar is to a motion picture person. To a radio person, a Peabody Award is a nice thing.
W-Q-A-M.
Yeah. Thank you very much. This is song rated on the platter pole tonight. In slot number 4, it is by the Randells, and it's called The Martian Hop.
One day they came from outer space with all those crazy looking things on their bodies.
Discovered an important note from space.
I think they're trying to tell us something there. Bubba, me, me, and all the rest of that jazz. Randells, Martian Hop.
This is 5, 6,
Wonderful WQAM.
Another WQAM instant oldie.
Hello, who is this, please?
This is Jimmy Barker.
Jimmy Barker, where do you go to school, Jim?
I don't go to school, sir.
Oh, where'd you graduate?
From the Central High School.
Oh, very good. Okay, what can we play for you, the instant oldie today?
I'd like to have Memphis.
By?
Johnny Rivers.
Johnny Rivers or Lonnie Mack?
Lonnie Mack.
Yeah, because I was going to say Johnny Rivers, I don't think is any oldie-goldie thing yet. We'll push the button and see what happens here. Let's go.
And here it is.